Hey, what's up? This is Tony Hawk. You're on PS3blog.net.
This is Todd Howard, game director for Bethesda Game Studios on PS3blog.net.
Hi, I'm Emily Rose. I'm here with PS3blog.net with Oli and Paul Fierce. And
hi, I'm Hideo Kojima, PS Blog. Hi, PS Blog.
Hey everybody, it's Nolan North, Nathan Drake from Uncharted. You're watching PS3blog.net with Oli and Paul Fierce. Oh yeah.
PlayStation. Picking up, you're ripping an envelope.
Yeah. Well, then I suggest you go someplace else with your podcast.
You see what I'm doing here? You see what's going on?
Yeah. Hmm. You're dealing with the lady, and she's putting the smack down.
You don't want to know.
She's wearing the jeans in the family.
Oh, no. I was told to go in the other room and take care of business.
Yeah, take your friends with you, too.
Hey, we're podcast workers, not friends.
No, you said we're podcast workers, not friends.
You good now?
Yeah, I'm in the office now.
Are you in your dog kennel?
Yeah, I'm in the bad boy house.
All right, guys, welcome to episode 35 of the PS3 Blogcast. I'm JCM. With us this week is Fubear.
True believers.
And it's us, the dynamic duo. Tosh, unfortunately, is sick, so he can't make it.
Not like a cool superhero, but more of like just like an average Joe superhero. Like Aquaman or the League of Super Pets.
Remember those? The League of Super Pets.
It's a horse with like a cape on. Like a cape, man.
Yeah.
Put a cape on anybody.
There you go.
Anyways.
But I was supposed to get someone else from the site on here, but I lost contact with them somehow. But we've been having some problems with the site. I know. We did the server migration that Tosh was talking about, mm-hmm. which the group seemed to be gone, but I'm sure it'll come back. Anyways, let's kick off with some news right now. I actually missed this story. It happened, well, I guess I shouldn't say I missed it because it happened today, but somehow I overlooked it. Kaz Hira, who, as we all know, is the... Sony's product chief of consumer products.
I thought it was Kaz Hirai.
Kaz Hirai. Yeah, it's Kazuo.
Kaz Hirai.
Yeah, Kaz. I just call him. Everybody calls him Kaz. Kaz Hirai. Mm-hmm. But he apparently is going to become the new executive officer of Sony, chief executive officer.
Yeah.
He's the CEO now. I had no idea.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of him.
Yeah, it's been rumored since the beginning of January, but Sony, of course, wasn't going to say anything. But apparently, Kaz is going to step down from his current position as I said, chief of consumer products, which I guess he only had since April, which I felt like he had that position for a lot longer. Mm-hmm. But he's going to replace Howard Stringer.
You remember that he got on, he was on video, like, apologizing during the whole PlayStation fiasco?
Well, yeah, I remember that.
Like, I mean, like, I was like, who the hell is this cat? He's, like, not even the president.
No, but...
So maybe he was, like, being groomed for it, like, even back then. Well, like, he knew he was going to...
That would have been in...
charge, or...
That would have been in, what, June? So...
Yeah. And... Like, they already knew he was going to be in charge. They were just...
Yeah, he was hired in April.
Waiting in the wings, I guess, as it were.
Well, not hired, but he's been with the company since 84, he's been, like, a huge part in the development and success of the PlayStation brand, so he's in there for a long time. But, yeah, he's going to replace Howard Stringer, and Howard Stringer's going to take up a new role as the chairman of the board, so... Of course, Kaz will be facing some serious challenges, considering Sony is facing its fourth consecutive year of losses, so... Yeah, and Kaz was... quoted saying, "The path we must take is clear to drive the growth of our core electronics business." And apparently this change will take effect on April 1st. So I always like when people do things on the 1st of April.
Yeah.
Because everybody's like, oh, it's April Fool's.
Yeah, I don't think Sony's going to go to that great length to, you know, pull the wool over eyes, as it were.
Yeah, no, and when you do an April Fool's joke, you do it on April Fool's. You don't announce things that are going to be on the 1st. It's like, that's not an April Fool's joke. That's just being a douche. But that's cool. I mean, I like Kaz. Kaz has really good public speaking skills, and I like watching him at Sony events, and we talked about new products. He's cool.
Oh, yeah? You know him on a personal basis?
I don't know, personally.
Just want to hang out. Yeah. Like, hey, Kaz, what's good? What are we doing?
We're going to have him listen to the podcast.
Barbecue, or...
That's right.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. But,
Okay. Well, excuse me.
Let's see here. As we all know, I'm sure not that many people know, but yeah, THQ has been having a lot of financial problems.
Yeah, I like that studio. They've come out with a couple good games there.
Yeah,
here and there.
All right stuff.
Yeah.
But they sacked 240 employees.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yikes, really?
Yep.
At the same time?
Yeah. At the same time.
Good lord.
And
man, there were not some happy people in that crowd. Yikes, really?
Yeah. See,
can you imagine being the HR director for that company?
Oh,
be like, yeah, I gotta talk to you. You're like the 30th person. I only got like 170 more people to go or whatever.
Yeah.
Thanks. Ugh.
But the CEO.
How do you handle something like that? That's brutal.
The CEO is taking a 50% pay cut as well, according to the report. The restructuring is what they're doing. So the restructuring plan involves a realignment of the organizational structure, resulting in reductions of up to 240 selling, general, and administrative personnel worldwide. So it's not from like one place, it's all over. But a majority of the restructuring plan is expected to be implemented at the end of March. So the remainder is going to be completed by September 30th. So it'll be a bit, but, you know, it's a lot of their... I know their Australian office has been hit with 14 redundancies, which amount to around half the staff at the Melbourne-based branch, so they've been cut. I feel like Australian facilities and locations for a lot of developers seem to get cut first.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's going to be severance payments.
It's kind of a volatile industry right now as far as, like, you get hired and then you get fired as soon as you make the game.
Yeah.
Like, there's no commitment on the company's part to keep you as an employee as soon as they're done with something.
Well,
especially like a big, big budget title. You know what I mean?
They'll have core people. Like, I mean, a lot of studios do, like Naughty Dog, they'll do that. Well, they'll have the core development team and they'll bring out other people to come work, but they know that when they come in, that's the contract. Hey, you work on this game. When it's done, you can move on. But sometimes they'll be like, maybe they'll keep them on their team. Like, on the last game, they kept a lot of people, Naughty Dog, they kept a lot of people who came in just to work on the game to stay in their studio.
Mm.
So it's always a contract thing. Like, you know, it's just like contractors when you build a house. Like, you know, okay, you're going to bid and build this house, but when it's done, that's it. So it's not like they won't know. This stuff that they're doing here is more like, you know, the company has to cut back to work out its funds. So it's like, hey, we just got to slash a lot of the people we have, and we got to kind of move assets around, like maybe bring people from this studio to this studio, you know? So, but EA announced their third quarter earnings, and apparently Battlefield 3 and FIFA 12 each sold 10 million copies.
Really?
Yeah.
I would not have guessed.
Well, FIFA is really popular, of course. Everybody knows that.
Oh, well, yeah, in Europe.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of gamers in Europe.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's why baseball is America's pastime.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep. But yeah, so that's good for them. It's good to hear. It's always nice to hear that a publisher has good sales. Unlike the story that came out last week, the day after we recorded a podcast, but Insomniac announced that they're no longer going to make any Resistance games.
Yeah, I watched the video. Did you see the video that they released from one of the guys from Insomniac?
Who,
saying that they think they've exhausted the storyline for Resistance, that they don't feel like there's anywhere to go with the Resistance storyline. It may be picked up by another developer, but as far as they're concerned, they're done with it.
Yeah, so, I didn't see the video. I just heard the article.
There's a video out there, yeah.
Yeah, because I was looking at it from two perspectives. Mm-hmm. One, I was thinking, okay, maybe... this is how I first looked at it, was Resistance 3 didn't sell that well, even though it was, you know, a great game.
Man, they marketed the hell out of it, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, but it didn't do well. But I think it was at a time where there was just so many games out, not everybody could get it. And it sucks because, like I said, it was such a great game. So I started wondering, were they not going to do anymore because it didn't sell well or because they felt they were done? Mm-hmm. And now that you said he said that they figured the story could finish, it's like, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Because did you play 3?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I did play 2, though.
Do you plan on playing 3?
I was thinking about it. I was waiting for a little bit of a price drop. I'm not really a big fan, but, I mean, I like the gameplay, so I thought I'd probably just wait till it went down in price and then pick it up. Oh. Or maybe wait until they came out with something and included all the DLC with it, sort of like I did with that new Fallout version that I got off Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, the third one's the best one out of 3. It's a
That's fantastic. What everybody says.
Yeah,
so.
it was really good. I enjoyed
it. I mean, I'll definitely give it a try. I'm not saying no, but I think I'd rather wait for it to kind of go down in price a little bit.
I mean, I can see what he was saying about how they don't see any more story going, which kind of makes sense. I'm not going to spoil anything because the way the game, and it's like, I could have seen the story continuing if they'd done a certain thing in 3. Mm-hmm. But they didn't. They did something else, and so it's like, okay, there's almost like kind of a closure, I guess you can call it, but it's still like, it felt weird because the rest of the story didn't seem, man, you're really squeaky over there.
Yeah, it's my dogs are friggin' bouncing around.
Yeah, I hear squeak, 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 squeak. I'm like, there it is. What the hell?
Yeah, it's also my couch. My couch is kind of noisy.
You need to get a new couch.
Cashew's starting to get mad.
Uh-oh. But, like, the way they wrapped it up, the third one, anyways, it's kind of like, okay, I guess I can see that, which is totally fine, which is why I'm curious if 3 had sold really well, I'm wondering if they would have said, you know, hey, we're not going to make any more, if it would have been as much as a big deal, because usually people don't say, at least I don't know of any studio that straight up says, we're done. Like, when Naughty Dog stopped doing Crash Bandicoot, I don't remember them. Well, granted, I was younger, so I didn't pay attention to game studios. But it's do game studios usually say, okay, we're done with this franchise? They usually just do a game, finish it, and then leave it up to the consumers to be like, oh, it felt like there was closure. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it really depends on the developer themselves.
Yeah.
You know, whether or not they're really committed to the actual storyline itself.
Yeah.
Or whether they're out just to release the game, make a buck, abandon the game, and just move on.
Yeah.
You know? There's a lot of developers like that that don't care for the storyline. They don't care for the characters and actually give, you know, a gamer a good value, you know, for their video game dollar. They're just there to turn a buck, and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I can agree with that to a standpoint. It is a business. And that's what business does. You're supposed to be there to make money, but also a good point of business is repeat business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how companies stay successful.
Yeah.
If you don't care about the storyline and the characters and maybe supporting the title and giving gamers what they truly want, a good value for their dollar and a good game, not just some, you know, POS game that you just put together overnight and then rushed it to get it on the market so you can make $5. That's not really what people want. So I think it really depends on the developer themselves on how far they're willing to take the commitment to the game that they're trying to put out.
Yeah.
I think that's where it comes down to. But I have been known to make mistakes. You know, it does happen from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
So I could be wrong. So what do I know, you know?
Yeah. I understand that. I'm just curious. Like, it feels like to me that in the gaming industry, you don't really announce that you're done with a franchise.
Yeah.
You just stop. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like for instance, Sly Cooper. Like, you know,
devious raccoonist.
Yeah. Sucker Punch, they did the Sly series, and then they did the last one. I don't remember them ever saying, okay, we're done with this. Granted, it could be because maybe, I don't know if they necessarily own the rights or if Sony does. For instance, Sony owns the rights to Resistance, and Insomniac it just made it for them. They're not a first-party studio, so Sony can take that anywhere, the name. So yeah. I'm curious if it's like, because now someone else is making Sly 4. But like I said, I don't remember any time back in the day when Sucker Punch, you know, announced to the media, hey, we're done with this franchise. Someone else could do it. Like, no, I don't know anybody. I mean, aside from, like, Hideo Kojima, him saying, okay, I'm done with Metal Gear. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know of anybody else who says, we're done with the franchise. They just don't say anything at all. And yeah, you just kind of, yeah. It's like, especially if a story wraps up or it's a game like, let's say, Uncharted. Like, every Uncharted game is isolated. So it's like, it doesn't need a sequel. They're all isolated stories. So mm-hmm. if there wasn't an Uncharted 4, they could probably never say anything and people might expect it, but it's like, it'll just work itself out. If they're not going to do it, they're not going to do it.
I agree.
Yeah, but, so, it kind of sucks because there's some stuff I would have liked to see in another Resistance game, but who knows if, how it can, maybe, who knows, maybe it'll pick up another game on the Vita after Burning Skies, so, but who knows.
Well, I know there's a lot of fans.
Yeah.
And I'd hate for, those fans to be disappointed, because that would definitely suck.
Well, like I said, the game kind of wraps up, but it's like the way it leads you, it's kind of like I was expecting one thing, and I would have, there's just a couple like unanswered questions I really want, and they're never going to get answered. So it's like, but everything else, like otherwise it was a great game and stuff. But like I said, there's just lingering questions that I'm sure a lot of people have. So, but it sucks for the fans, but hey, that's how it works. And who knows, maybe it could have been because it didn't sell well that they decided, well, I guess we're done here because we can't really, why waste time trying to come up with something when clearly no one's buying it, and that sucks. So that's why Overstrike, the game they're working on, is multi-platform. Insomniac has only done games on Sony platform, even though they're not first party. Yeah. So now it's like, obviously they're going to try to do stuff. They're going multi-platform to increase revenue, because clearly if you're going to make it on multiple systems, you have a better chance of getting that money, which is totally understandable, but yeah. So let's hope Overstrike turns out well for them. So far, from what I've seen from the CG trailers and stuff, it looks interesting, and it's Insomniac, so you figure, and who knows, maybe they'll still do the Ratchet and Clank games. So I'm guessing, I know this All for One or whatever didn't do that well commercially, but they might make another big one. I know a lot of people like the Resident Clank games. But let's see. Another piece of news that came in that you pointed out to me was that the Simpsons arcade game is going to be coming to PSN next week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's going to have a mode called Quarters, which basically just recreates the arcade experience. So clearly if you die so many times, it's over. And then there's going to be a survival mode, which challenges you to see how far you can get with only one life. And then the free play mode, of course, which offers unlimited continues. So there you go. So those who want to play that, who remember that arcade game. Let's see.
A lot of fans for The Simpsons. I'm sure it'll do well.
Yeah.
It's going to do really well since it's free. I mean,
yeah, to Plus members, yeah.
You can't go wrong with free.
Yeah.
So
I'm curious about that free stuff. I'm wondering if they put up something free for Plus members, I'm curious what they get on the back end from Sony. Like maybe if Sony gets the like if they get it and they're like, "Hey, we want to distribute this game on our platform, maybe we won't charge you as much or something," or because it's not like, it's just a remake who is it? Was it Square or who does, I forget who's doing it, what studio it or company it is, but it could be like, oh, this is really easy. Go ahead and throw it up there. We just want, some money. I'm curious how they do that, how they choose which games are free for Plus members. Like, do they give them some of your $50 a year or what? Like I'm curious how that goes.
I have no idea.
Yeah, because they basically pay them right away for all the like downloadable games anyways. Like when you buy something, that's already been bought by Sony off the studio. So mm-hmm. it's like, it's so, yeah, I'm curious.
Okay.
I'm rambling there. I got a little rambling.
You're like, so, I don't care. Don't care.
I'm like, whatever. But, mm-hmm. all right. Let's review a couple of the releases this week.
Let's.
Yeah. So on the PSN, there was a game called Puddle that came out, along with its demo. Did you play the demo by chance?
I did not. I did not play the demo.
It was pretty fun. I like the game. It's basically you're just trying to control a guide liquid through a path of different levels and stuff. But there's certain elements to it that change, like either the liquid changes. Like in one level, you're in a lab, mm-hmm. and it seems like the liquid is almost like plutonium. And if you go too fast and hit something, it explodes, so then you lose. Because once you can only lose so much liquid, and there's different ways to lose it. Like the fire, there's fire in level that evaporates the liquid, or it can get left behind because you're constantly in motion. So, but it's a pretty fun game. The demo actually got me, the explosive liquid got me going pretty mad the other night. I was like, "Arr! Stop exploding!"
Wait, how's that go?
But it's $10. And like I said, it's pretty fun. I'm going to buy it. Mm-hmm. Maybe not right now, but I'm definitely going to buy it. I'll probably buy it this weekend.
Yeah.
Because I want to play it. But no PSP games. Well, actually, there's one PSP game. Sorry. There's a Naruto game.
Mm-hmm.
No one cares. No PlayStation Minis. Plus members, you get free game trial of Madden NFL 12. Okay. And you get, there's some new avatars, and there's some themes, or a theme rather, but, you know, whatever. No PS1 classics, no PS2 classics. DLC. There's Soul Calibur 5 DLC, a bunch of different stuff. There's Scene at DLC, Rock Band, King of Fighters 13, Need for Speed the Run.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit. I forgot this came out, but the Dead Island Rider White DLC came out.
Yeah.
I gotta download that. I gotta do that right now.
When does that come out? It's already out?
Yeah, that's what came out.
Oh, okay.
I must see. This is why I missed it, because they have that stupid tab that says add-ons instead of just listing it like they used to.
Yeah, right on the front page. Yeah, I remember.
Right, man. Ugh, God, it drove me insane.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm gonna have to go download that right now.
Yeah, that's all badsky.
And then the Little Big Planet Groundhog Day costume came out for free, of course, like always.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. There's a couple demos came out. Some actually, two big demos came out. We have the Twisted Metal multiplayer demo and the Syndicate co-op demo, both of which you don't have to play multiplayer. You can play single on each of them. But mm-hmm. I downloaded both. I played Twisted Metal I played in just the challenge mode against the computer. Man, it's been a long time since I've played Black, because I was getting owned by the computer in that game.
Yeah.
And there's three control layouts you can do. You can do one where you can drive with a stick, where up and down on the right stick is forward and backward, and left and right is turn, which most racing games, totally fine. You know, that's okay. Or there's the classic mode where square is to go, and you tap it for turbo, and then you turn with the left stick. So I've been playing on classic mode because it's like the easiest one, and you can do the same thing. You cycle through your weapons with L1, R1, and you fire your machine gun and your weapons with R2 and L2. And the way they changed their power-up system is pretty interesting. It's no longer like an up-up-left, up-up-right, left-down-right kind of way, like the old Twisted Metals. It's now on the directional buttons, there's three different ones. One gives you a turbo boost. If you hit right, it deploys a temporary shield, and then up does the freeze blast. But when you use one, you have to wait for it to recharge. And then specials act in the same way, to where, I believe they were like this in the last game, where if you wait a certain amount of time, the special refills. And I was playing the demo for a bit, and like I said, it was really fun, fast-paced, and just a lot of stuff going on at one time. I'm really looking forward to that game.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. And then the Syndicate demo, which I played as well, but mm-hmm. I didn't play with anybody. I just played on my own. That was... Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad. It was fun. It moves pretty well, but I have to say there's a lot of fucking shit on that screen, dude. That heads-up display is busy as hell. because there's so much going on. It's like you got your ammo count coming off the gun, kind of like Deus Ex. You have this radar. You have all this information going on. It's just so much on the screen, and it's not stationary because it's supposed to be like in your characters, like they see it, so it's like in their eyes kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So as you're kind of taking your steps, it's also wobbling around. It's not stationary, and I'm hoping that in the final release of the game, you can lock the heads-up display. Because, like, you're moving around, you're running, there's, like, 10 guys on the screen, and there's just a bunch of HUD. And it's like, man, this shit is just all over. Maybe you can turn most of it off when you actually play. But, yeah, so that was fun.
Hmm.
But
I don't like a real busy heads-up display.
Yeah, no.
A busy HUD.
No good.
It takes away from the game, you know?
Exactly.
Like, you're too concentrated on everything else.
Yep.
Which is kind of frustrating, but...
Yeah, yeah. I don't like. That's why I like games that you can cut down the HUD as much as possible.
Or so, make it opaque.
Yeah.
So where it's like see through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there we go. Downloading the Rider Ride expansion. Get that going. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
You actually gonna send me some friend invites, and we're actually gonna play together for once?
No, it's single.
Because we've never played together for any game.
Well, that's because. It took you...
Ever.
Well, you... That's because you invite me to games I don't own.
You having a little trouble with your mic? Everything going okay on your end?
Yeah, I'm good on my end.
Oh, okay. Because I thought your audio was cutting out because you sound really stupid right now.
No. I've played games, and then I beat Dead Island, and then you start playing Dead Island. I'm like, well, I already beat it. I'm playing something else now. And then you invite me to games I don't own. You're like, come play Modern Warfare. I don't have it. Come play this game. I don't have it.
Yes. Excuse me.
Don't invite me to games I don't own.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you upset.
You didn't mean... Dude, I'll go through my inbox. There's like 120 invites from you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to screen capture them and put them in the podcast post.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Look at this. See? This is what I'm talking about. This is what I have to do. Every time I log in, I get a message. I'm like, it's FooBear inviting me to a generic game. Did you get the one I sent you?
Yeah, I told you I'd be right there, but by the time I joined you, you were already offline.
No, it wasn't even, not that one. The one I sent you, you sent me an invite, and then I sent you one where it just said game invitation, and the body of it said something you don't own. Because you invited me to a game that, what did you invite me to? Game invitation, Dungeon Defenders. I'm like, I don't have Dungeon Defenders.
You should.
I don't.
Fantastic.
I'm sure it is, but I don't have it. Hey, you're playing Dungeon Defenders right now.
I am not playing Dungeon Defenders right now.
You are a top-seeded amateur, buddy.
And not a professional. Top-seeded amateur.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Uh-oh.
What?
Tosh told me he was sick, so he couldn't be on the podcast. But I'm looking at the PlayStation Network. He's playing the Twisted Metal demo right now.
Who's playing Twisted Metal?
I don't know what the hell that was.
Too busy for the podcast.
You like
too busy.
Turned all fire siren on me just now. I was waiting for your dogs to start barking.
Nope.
See,
cashew.
They don't like you.
They
like
now. Tosh is making cashew upset. Bad. Bad Tosh. Okay, cashew. All
right. Let's move on.
I don't like that.
You're excited.
He's getting upset.
So, I'm sure we talked about this. Obviously, we've talked about the Vita before, but are you picking up a Vita this month?
Well, I think I'm going to go the less expensive route and put all my PS Vita eggs in the Taco Bell basket.
Oh, yeah.
And just win one from Taco Bell.
That's a delicious basket.
Mm-hmm. It's a $5 basket.
Yeah.
So
it rocks.
I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to put all my Vita eggs in one basket.
Yeah.
Spend like $100 at Taco Bell.
You know,
win me a Vita.
I finally saw, they finally showed, which I knew they were going to wait till February to start showing Vita commercials in the U.S., but they showed the Taco Bell Vita commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think I saw it.
It has, like, a guy, he gets a $5 box, he sets it down, and his like, doorbell rings, and he goes to answer it, and then all of a sudden Sackboy steps out from behind the soda.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I saw it, yeah. No.
Yeah, and then the Mod Nation Racer guys, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they, as we all know, they last week, the end of last week and this week, they announced the bundles that'll be coming out for Vita. Since now, as we talked about the super expensive memory cards that are coming with them, they've announced the bundle packs that are going to be released in the U.S.
Can't you just, well, yeah, I saw the bundle pack, the
there's two.
First adopter, first edition, or whatever the hell they're doing.
Yep.
And you get, like, a memory card, a game, some accessories, a bunch of shit. Yeah.
So for the PlayStation Vita first edition bundle, which you get a week early, by the way, it comes out on the 15th, which is a Wednesday. So next week, not next week, but the week after Wednesday. It comes with the Little Deviants. It's actually a download code to download it off the network. And it's the 3G system. You get a limited edition case and a 4 GB memory card, and it's $350. So it's just $50 more than what a 3G model would cost. And like I said, it comes with the case, the $4 card, and a free game. I believe it also comes with a free month of 3G, I believe, as well.
Really?
Because then there is the...
Well, you saw they up the prices on the 3G model, right, for service. It's now $30 instead of $25.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm not going to... I'd probably use it, but...
No, I'm definitely going to get the Wi-Fi version.
Well, I'm actually going to get the 3G version, but only because I'm buying... When I buy it, I'm going to get the bundle, the launch bundle.
Yeah.
Because...
Is it really cheaper to get that version?
It's the exact same price as getting the 3G version, only it comes with, let me see here, it comes with an 8 GB memory card, a free month session pass to AT&T, and a free game. So you're basically just getting, it's a $55 value. So the reason I want that one is because I thought about doing the first edition one, but for 50, I don't really care for Little Deviants, at least not right now. So for $50 less, I'm getting a bigger memory card, which is what I want. Because as we know, the 16 gig costs $60 and the 32 gig costs $100. So, which is ridiculous. So I'm getting the 3G system at the 3G price, but I'm also getting a free game and the 8 gig memory card, which is really what I want. But the game you can't redeem until you I believe you redeem it once you activate your free month of AT&T data service, which is fine because then you can just cancel at any time. So, but yeah, I'm sure down the line I'll buy a bigger memory card. Like I'd totally buy a 32 if I wanted. But at this point, I mean, the games I'm gonna be playing right away will be, Uncharted. Eventually, I'm gonna get Resistance: Burning Skies, and then. Who knows what else I'm going to get. Probably a couple other small games. Like, I'll probably get some downloaded games. But I don't see me needing a huge memory card because I'm just going to buy the cartridges.
You know, you could probably get a pretty cheap memory card at Fry's.
No, because these are... No. These are proprietary memory cards.
Proprietary? Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's why
they're... Look who's taking a page out of Microsoft's book.
Yeah. Well, remember we talked about this, and the reason Sony's doing... Instead of doing, like, a memory stick duo... They're doing this because they want to... There's an encryption on the memory cards. That way they don't have to worry about hacking. At least that was their idea. But it's like, whatever. That's what happens when you introduce a new format. You're like, oh, let's make this proprietary stuff. And it's like, that's why it's expensive. Because you can get a ton of gigabytes on a little card for way cheaper than that. But whatever. I'm sure the prices will drop pretty quick. But yeah, that 3G bundle deal is a pretty good bundle, so I'm definitely gonna get that one. And I haven't gone to pre-order it yet, but when I go in next week, because next week Darkness 2 comes out, and when
Darkness.
Yep, dude, there's four games I'm getting this month. I didn't even realize. I knew it was three, and I was like, oh shit, that one comes out this month too. But I'm getting four games, so when I go to pick up Darkness, I'll put down the $50 on the Vita to reserve it, and then I'll pick it up when it gets here. But so yeah, those are cool. That's actually some, like I said, some good price bundles. I'm glad they decided to do something. Because I was a little concerned. But I wouldn't mind getting that case, but I'll just get a case later.
Yeah.
My cousin was asking me,
he's
like...
a pretty cheap case on eBay. I see people already selling, like, PSP accessories and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Unless your OCD takes over and you gotta have, you know, Vita stuff.
The branded stuff. But my cousin was all, does it come with a charger or do you have to buy one? But it's like, really? What kind of question is that? Every electronic device I know comes with a charger. What, can you name any device that doesn't come with a charger? Or even a power cord? It's power cord. It's like
that's Kindle. Kindle doesn't come with one.
Doesn't come with a power cord?
Nope. I had to buy one for my girl.
That's weird.
Yep. Not the new one. Not the Kindle Fire. The older one.
Oh, it's like the first gen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. I can see maybe first gen stuff. But it's like you buy a PS3.
Like, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Comes with a power cord. My PSP came with the power cord.
Everybody's PSP comes with a power cord.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, come on. It's got to be...
Yeah, my phone come on, guy.
My phone came with a charger, you know. My computer has a power cord. I didn't have to buy an extra one. So it's like, yeah, it's going to come with a power cord. It's like, no, you can't charge the battery. You just have to buy it separate. But, yeah. So, yeah, so that's that news. But, how's Skyrim treating you?
Good. I had to put it down. It was dominating my life. It was just too much. So I'm taking a break. I had to put it down. I went through an intervention, Skyrim intervention, with all my friends that came over. Now everything's cool. Now I've moved on to. Now I've replaced heroin with cocaine with Dungeon Defenders. This game is fantastic. It really is.
That's what I hear from you.
Oh my god, it's really fantastic. I like it because it's like Diablo with tower defense, and it's like RPG and. It's hard to describe. It's like a hybrid game almost. It's like a mix of like three or four games all at the same time. And I'm really digging it. I really like this game. So now I'm playing this.
Cool.
Yeah. But Skyrim is fantastic. If you haven't picked it up, I suggest you do. Otherwise, you're really missing out. It really is a good game.
Yeah. The PC creation kit is coming out.
I heard.
Yeah.
I heard they're coming out with a PC version of the creation kit, which kind of makes me jealous. Kind of makes me wish they'd do something like that on PS3, but...
If only. Now, you figure if they did it on any of the consoles, PS3 would be willing to do it because the creation kit is integrated with Steam, so you can put everything on the Steam right then and there, so it's easy to navigate and
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah. But...
Man, I haven't used my Steam account since I played Counter-Strike. It's been a while.
Yeah, I was on Steam yesterday. Mm-hmm. Actually, I was browsing. I was trying to find my sound
you have
files.
A Steam account?
Well, I created one back when Portal 2 came out.
Ah.
Yeah, I was browsing Steam because I was trying to look for the. I wanted to see if I could find the sound source files in Portal 2. Because I was trying to find it in my directory, but for some reason I couldn't navigate it that well. Like, normally on PC I used to know, like, oh, here's where I find sound files. But sound files now are put into, like, the way they've done all their games recently, they put them into these huge zip files, and you have to download these programs to take them all out. Uh-huh. And I was trying to see how much it cost to get Half-Life 2, because I wanted some, of the suit sounds from Half-Life 2. But I can't find any of them online. Like, people only have the one from the first game. They don't have any from the second. And I wanted them for, like, ringtones and text message alerts. But I'd have to buy the game. And I was downloading the demo and just fooling around on it. Because I wanted to see how it looked on my computer. But now I want to play the Orange Box again. Ugh.
On PC?
No, on my PS3.
Oh, yeah. I've always been interested in that game. But, I mean, is the online still going strong, or
I know on the PC, Team Fortress 2 is like huge. Like,
oh, I know. No, I have a couple friends that play that, and that's all they play.
Yeah,
it's like ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
but no, on PS3, I don't think there's that many people that play Team Fortress 2. But I mean, you're still getting, you know, four other games, so it's like Yeah, I definitely. Although, if you're gonna get it, at this point in the game, I'd probably say just get it on a Xbox. And the only reason I'm saying that is because the load times on the PS3
are brutal.
They're a bit long. Like I'm fine dealing with them, but if you've never played Half-Life before, and like if you die a lot, you'll have to deal with the load times from that. And so it loads quicker on Xbox. So I'd say if you're gonna get it, just buy it on Xbox. And I'm sure the orange box is like $10 now if you get it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Half-Life 2 and Episode 1, Episode 2 are great, and Portal's awesome. So that's definitely a must-buy, I'd say, if you haven't played. Did you ever play the first Half-Life?
No.
You said your fat PS3 died, right?
Yeah, finally gave up the ghost.
Do you still have a PS2?
No, I do not.
No. I was going to say you could just...
I don't think I could go back to PS2 from playing PS3. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Well, that's like always... You know, game situation. Like, you'll have game classics that you really like what people call, like, retro gaming. But, like, you have games that you can go back and play.
Wait, wait. How's it go again? Do that again?
Retro gaming.
Man, we need sound bites in this podcast.
In the world of long ago, there were games you played that are your favorites.
JCM presents Retro Gaming Hour.
See, that's the thing with retro games is it's always subjective. Only the games that you like from back in the day, no one else gives a shit because it's the games that you liked. But, yeah, now there's a lot of games I can go back and play right now. Like, I could play any of the Oddworld games. Mm-hmm. I love those. I can play, let's see, what else do I have that I can play that's an old game? Let's see, besides Oddworld. Just because Oddworld's fun because it's side-scroll. I can play Castlevania Symphony of the Night and be totally fine. I have that on my PS3 I downloaded. FF7, I can play FF7 and not get bored, even though it looks old. But, which is the downside, because there are games I own that I can go back and play, but when there's games that were huge back in the day, that everybody like, oh, you gotta play this. If I tried to play it now, because the graphically it doesn't look well, and perhaps gameplay mechanics that, you know, didn't evolve, aren't at the point that they are nowadays, I wouldn't be able to enjoy them. So, yeah, you're right in your sense that you might not be able to go back, but, you know, I'm sure you could for games that you've already, that were your favorites from back in the day, so.
Okay.
Like, what have you gone, what's the oldest game you've played that you know, obviously for nowadays, like have you played an old game this year
on PS3
on any system? Like have you played anything that's considered like an old game?
I played, the hell did I play the other day? I played for a good hour or so Burnout Paradise. Played that with a friend who just got it, who's really into it, because I recommended it to him. He got the Overloaded edition with all the DLC and stuff.
Yeah.
And got it for like $20, some insane number.
Yeah.
And I was like, the next game you need to get after this is Uncharted 2. He's like, okay, well, come play with me on, Burnout Paradise. And I played with him for like a good hour, maybe almost two, I think. So that's pretty old, I suppose. Came out a couple years ago.
Have you gone back like a full generation of games and played old games? Like when you had your PS2, did you still play any PS1 games?
Oh, yeah. Like, I played, like, Diablo.
Oh, see, yeah.
On PS2 and stuff like that.
Yeah, you've gone back a generation.
I still have my Diablo copy, black label.
Yeah.
Still in the case and everything, so.
There you go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I was thinking about the other day, finding my N64 and playing, like, Mario 64 just to goof around. Because I haven't played it in forever. I don't know how well it'll hold up, but I'm sure it probably would. I enjoyed it back in the day. Like, I can go back and play the Mario Golf on N64. I can redo that one. I could play the Mario Golf on the GameCube, but that's just last generation. There's some PS2 games I can go back and play and still enjoy, but there's obviously only, like, a handful of PlayStation 1 games I can do. And, like, even Game Boy, like, I haven't played Game Boy in forever. I don't even think there's any Game Boy games I'd go back and play, but yeah. But let's see here. Anyways, let's see. When do you think you're gonna go back to playing Skyrim?
Probably beginning of next week. I've almost got platinum on Dungeon Defenders. Nice. So that's my goal. I want to platinum it this week, get it over with before they start coming out with the DLC, which is supposedly sometime soon.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go back to Skyrim and finish out the story and then do all the side quests and everything like that. So
cool.
But I'm definitely hanging on to it because they're coming out with some meaty DLC for Skyrim.
Yeah.
And I also have Rage, which I could probably get rid of since I already beat it. And then what else do I have for Xbox? Oh, Saints Row the Third.
Yeah.
So those are the only games I have, and they're all like got DLC waiting in the wings, and so those are the only ones I'm hanging on to there.
Yeah.
But man, that's Skyrim. That's something else, isn't it?
Yeah, it was fun.
Jeez.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Yikes.
I was originally, when I play it, I'd always have my video capturing going, and I was going to try to put together a compilation of just my character doing all the brutal kills anytime she brutal killed someone, but then I was like, eh. I was like, I don't need to do that. But I had like one moment that I caught on tape, and it sucked because I didn't notice it was happening until like halfway through, but it's like I was playing, and I aggroed this dragon, and he's at like one of the dragon shrines. And so I'm running down because he's like an elder one, so he's like, he's fucking huge. And I'm like, oh shit, this guy's gonna get me. So I kind of run down, and I run near this giant camp, and then the giant like aggroes the dragon. So the dragon's flying around. All of a sudden, you see the dragon like come down. He swoops down. He picks up the giant, flies up, and then drops the giant. And I caught it on tape, as they say. But it's like it's in the middle of the night. So it's dark, and because I didn't notice that he picked up the giant right away, that's not what I'm focusing on. It's just, it's in frame, but I'm not looking right at it, so it's not the best angle. So then I reloaded, and then what I did was, or I saved it after I beat him, then I reloaded the save I had earlier, and I waited till it was daytime, and then I went and did it again, and I kept trying to get them to fight each other. Like, I pulled the dragon to the giant, and they kept fighting, and the giant kept, or the dragon would land on the ground, and like, breathe fire over the giant, and I kept hitting him with healing hands, so I kept healing the characters. I was like, okay, I don't want any of you to die. I just want you to pick up the giant and drop him so I can get it on camera again, but he wouldn't do it, and I was trying to do it for like 40 minutes. I was like, come on. And it just became this huge match of me just healing the giant, healing the dragon, and they just kept fighting each other over and over. But then the giant would try to turn on me, and I'd be like, okay, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I have a couple moments like that. Or like where I have one clip where like I saved it from resting, and then I went somewhere and I died, and when it reloaded, once I turned my character around, all of a sudden this mammoth just falls from the sky, and I'm like, what the hell? So, that was weird. But one of my favorite clips I have, which I still haven't posted on YouTube, is in Whiterun when you go to the weapon shop right there by the area where you can do all your blacksmithing and tanning and all that crap.
Yeah.
I go inside there, and I was trying to... This is back when I was trying to pickpocket for the achievement. And so I was pickpocketing the guy that owns the store, and he's all... I pick something, and the percentage is like 70%. Okay, let's see if I can get it. And I go, yep, I got that. And I go, I got that. And then I hit something else, and he goes, oh, you think you can get away with that, huh? So he catches me, but I'm like, eh, whatever, just kill me. And so then he kills me, and right when he kills me, he goes, you looking to buy a weapon to make yourself stronger? And I'm like, I'm all, way to rub salt in the wounds, you asshole. You kill me and then tell me, you want to buy something that makes you better? And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Or you want to deal some damage.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, what a little dick. So I have that on tape, and I was like.
Kind of a dick move.
Yeah, I was like, whatever. Actually, that's like you shoot someone and they go, what, you should go buy a bulletproof vest. No, that's not, that's like, no, that's like
I'll
a bad
have
movie
what
line.
She's having.
Yeah.
It's just been revoked. That's better.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. But, yeah, I just started, I've been kind of gaming lol right now. Like, after Platinum Crisis, my roommate's, he's been playing SmackDown ever since he's been capturing game footage, so he hasn't been playing Battlefield, and I haven't been playing Battlefield that much either. So I started to play the Metal Gear Solid HD collection, and I'm playing Peace Walker again, because only out of all of them, I played all of them multiple times, all the other Metal Gears, but I only played Peace Walker once, and now that it's on PS3, I was like, well, sweet, now I get to enjoy it with two sticks, and you can play co-op over the network, which I haven't played co-op yet, but
mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying it. I love, like, did you play Peace Walker?
No, I did not.
You've played Metal Gear, though, yeah. You're
Yeah, no, I played it before.
It's kind of cool, like, you go around, and you can, basically, you have, like, an oil rig that you operate off of, and so every mm-hmm. time you go to a mission, you can capture people by using this Fulton recovery system. You get, like, 9 of them every mission, and you can take them back to your base, and then each of these people have stats, and you, like, build an army, and then what you do is you put them in different categories, like, you can put them into, like, your infantry, your medic, your med lab. You can put them into the research and technology. You can put them into food stuff. And they all have different stats. And then you can also send them out on little missions. Mm-hmm. And ways you send them on a mission, and then you go do yours. And when you come back, it tells you how it played out. And you can watch it play out. And you can capture vehicles as well. And it's a really fun little game, little, like, mini game that's on the side you can do. And I enjoyed the hell out of that. Especially when you start building your first, like, Metal Gear. It's really fun. And you can also challenge each other. Like, you can take your team and challenge one of your friend's teams. And I was like, that'd be kind of cool. But when I played on the PSP, I was kind of, not cheating, but I if I lost a big character, because it's random every time it happens. It's not, like, if one result happens and you quit and reload, it's going to be a different result. So if I lost someone big, I was like, "Wow, that's my best guy!" Or, "Damn it, I lost that helicopter." I'd just go back and load and do it again, and just be like, "Yeah, whatever," because I didn't care. But it's really fun.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I definitely suggest picking up. I'm sure you'd have a ton of fun with it. Mm. But yeah, other than that, I'm just waiting for next week, because, like I said, next week's Darkness 2, the week after that's Twisted Metal.
Yeah. And speaking of Twisted Metal, I'm going to that Twisted Metal event tomorrow in San Francisco.
Yeah, you are.
I plan on being the first person in line tomorrow.
Good.
And I'll be sporting my PlayStation 3, PS3 blog.net t-shirt on. So
awesome.
Yeah. Look for that. You'll probably see my my butt in some pictures.
Cool. That's
maybe
what we
on
need.
The PlayStation blog or something.
Some hot ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Shaking my behind.
That's right.
For
that's
some
right.
swag. Maybe yeah. give it away. Oh, I was able to get a Black Label Twisted Metal Black game copy in mint condition. And nice. I'm going to have Jaffe sign it. And I'm going to do a little write-up for the event tomorrow. And then I'm going to give it away on the site. So there's awesome. That.
Oh, I want that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn.
It's pretty sexy. I just got it in the mail a couple days ago.
Hell yeah.
So then I'm going to camp out in front of the place to make sure I'm first in line and get Javi's autograph as soon as he walks in the place.
Cool.
So
that's
fucking there you awesome. Go.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then let's see. What else? Oh, the end of the month, we got SSX and Syndicate both come out the same day. At least this mm-hmm. month, my games that I want are spread out. They're not all in one day. So I'll beat the Darkness. Probably
darkness.
In a couple days, and then I'll have Twisted Metal, which I'm sure I'll beat before the next game, and then I have SSX, which is not really a story game, but Syndicate will be. Definitely looking forward to this month. And then next month, of course, gonna be good too.
Yeah, man, some good games coming out, man.
Yep. Oh, and then I gotta buy the Vita this month, so it's like,
oh geez, man, you just got all sorts of problems, huh,
dude?
Freaking rub it in while you're at it. Jesus, I think I'm gonna wait on the Vita. I don't know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't know, I'm probably just talking out my butt.
It's like $600 I gotta spend.
No,
let's do it.
Yeah. Just pony up the money.
Well, I got a lot of extra money now. I paid off my car, so well, that's good to go, extra cash. And for some reason I have a little more money this month in my account than I normally do, which only means one thing. I didn't go out for food as much as I should have.
Yeah.
Like, damn it. I was hella disappointed because a lot of people I've been going to dinner with, like, they're kind of broke right now. So we usually just, like, do movies and make crazy meals at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd appreciate that because the friend in the group, she had a dream about a spaghetti sandwich. So for dinner, we made a spaghetti sandwich. It was fucking awesome.
Gross.
Dude, it was so good. We took
I don't know about all that.
We took garlic bread and put cooked up hot Italian sausages, and you put the hot Italian sausage in the garlic bread, almost like a hot dog, and then we wrapped it in a lasagna noodle that was soaked in spaghetti sauce.
Mm-hmm.
It was hella good.
Sounds like it.
It was so good. Because you eat garlic bread with spaghetti anyway, so why not just make a sandwich out of it? Fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. We did it two nights in a row. It was fucking delicious. But yeah, other than that, we got to do secret word. What should the secret word be?
I'll let you pick it.
I pick it? All right. The secret word
secret
will
word.
Be... I'm all like something crazy like Purple Monkey Dishwasher. No, let's do...
Totally not a Simpsons reference. Not one bit. Not at all.
Not one bit.
Never heard of it before, ever.
Like, I don't...
Totally random.
You know, Purple Monkey Dishwashers. Where are those from? But, oh, shit, I don't know. What the hell is supposed to be? Let's just do the darkness. That'll be...
The darkness!
Darkness
spreading!
That's right.
You ever see that Chappelle bit?
Yeah.
Chappelle show?
Yeah, darkness! Because I was
Charlie Murphy!
Yeah, we're the blackest brothers ever. You know, this is before Wesley Snipes. You know, we're the blackest brothers around.
Smacks him in the head with a unity ring. Unity!
I was like, hey, Charlie, what the five fingers say to the face? Smack! Ah! He's like, you don't smack people nowadays. Like, even back in the day, one guy slapped someone, you had a gunfight afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, someone got shot. Like, I had to put him in his place.
I think I'm bleeding in my chest.
Yeah. Fuck your couch, nigga. Fuck your couch.
And he starts getting black shoe polish all over his like cream colored couch.
Yeah, dude. One of my favorite clips from Chappelle's show was it was from the third season, or not technically the third season, but like the lost episodes when he wasn't hosting, when Charlie Murphy was. And it's the one where they had that clip where Chappelle's in the club and they're playing the new Tupac song. Do you remember that one? Yeah, I'm not alive. He's like, dude, that whole clip was hilarious.
Yeah, I had the Time Haters. That was probably my favorite one.
Yeah,
where they travel back in time to go hate on people.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I traveled back in time to call you a honky.
Yeah, good times. Speaking of TV shows, Tosh.0 just came back this week, and Archer came back 2 weeks ago, so I'm glad those are...
Oh, my God. I love Archer.
Dude.
That is probably my favorite show on television.
Archer's
right now.
Fucking awesome.
Oh, my God.
I bought both seasons off the PlayStation Network, too.
Jesus.
Great show.
I love that show so much.
Dude.
did you watch the last episode?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Classic.
Dude,
so classic.
When they're all hallucinating in the bathroom.
Yeah. And bam, melting.
When Cheryl's on the toilet and she's all, the floor is lava! I'm like, I remember that game!
Oh my God.
That shit was so funny.
Oh, Pam's
all tearing out the toilet Boondock Saints style.
Gotta kill
the cyborg.
Dude, they put Pam in the most uncomfortable situations. She's always running around naked.
Yeah, I know. That shit was great.
And he's chasing her down with like a tranquilizer gun.
Yeah. He's always training people. Remember, last season when he gave the gay drug to the intern Donnie or whatever, and he's all, Donnie, stop running, we gotta keep that blood pressure low. He's chasing around in his underwear. That shit was great. Krieger's hella funny.
He is.
But man, I love when it was hella subtle, but like Krieger walks up to him when they're all sitting at the table in the break room and they're like, I can't believe we're gonna be drug tested, blah blah blah. And all of a sudden Krieger walks up and he has a mouse in his hand, and then he just pockets the mouse. And then starts talking to him. I'm like, what the hell were you doing with that mouse? I was like, what the fuck? Like, they don't even mention anything. It's just hella subtle. I'm like, all right. Krieger's crazy.
Hella funny.
He's got that Asian, the anime girl wife. Oh, Cyril-san. When they're all in his van.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That shit's so funny. But, yeah. All righty. Well. That was actually, we went for an hour, so that's not bad. I figured it was going to be like a half hour episode or something.
I agree.
I got to get some food.
Yeah.
Play some game.
I got to play some more Dungeon Defenders.
Do it. You got to get back in the room right now. You're in the doghouse.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Yeah, so you can't do anything in there.
I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah. But alrighty. Well, thank you all for listening. Thank you, Fubert, for joining. It's always fun.
Always a pleasure, sir.
That's right. It's always good. And we will see you all next week.
Smell you later.
Hey guys, JCM here. I know last week we didn't have a song at the end of the podcast, so this week I'm going to give you a double shot. But instead of a song, I'm going to give you probably one of my favorite speeches from a video game, and then a game song at the end. So there will be two. So once the speech is over, there's going to be a song. So here you go.
I have been asked to say a few words to the transhuman arm of Sector 17 Overwatch concerning recent successes in containing members of the Resistance science team. Let me say up front that I regret having to temper my heartfelt congratulations with a strong measure of disappointment. But I wouldn't be doing my duty as your administrator if I didn't pass along the message I have received from our benefactors. The capture of Eli Vance is an event of major significance, make no mistake. And while it's true that conceivably we could have taken him at almost any time in the last several years, the manner of his capture may prove to have unexpected benefits. It cannot have gone unnoticed by all Resistance members that Dr. Vance's capture coincided with the act of giving shelter to Gordon Freeman. This might cause other Resistance members to think twice before harboring Dr. Freeman. It might cause them to question his allegiance, even prompt some to turn him out or turn him over to our cause. However, we cannot count on such developments. Dr. Freeman's reputation is such that other desperate renegades are likely to grant him a great deal of license in the spirit of spreading general chaos and terror. This brings me to the one note of disappointment I must echo from our benefactors. Obviously, I am not on the ground to closely command or second-guess the dedicated forces of the Overwatch. But this does not mean I can shirk responsibility for recent lapses, and even outright failures, on their part. I have been severely questioned about these shortcomings, and now I must put the question to you. How could one man have slipped through your force's fingers, time and time again? How is it possible? This is not some agent provocateur or highly trained assassin we are discussing. Gordon Freeman is a theoretical physicist who had hardly earned the distinction of his PhD at the time of the Black Mesa incident. I have good reason to believe that in the intervening years he was in a state that precluded further development of covert skills. The man you have consistently failed to slow, let alone capture, is by all standards simply that, an ordinary man. How can you have failed to apprehend him? Well, I will leave the upbraiding for another time to the extent it proves necessary. Now is the moment to redeem yourselves. If the transhuman forces are to prove themselves an indispensable augmentation to the Combine Overwatch, they will have to earn the privilege. I'm sure I don't have to remind you that the alternative, if you can call it that, is total extinction. In union with all the other unworthy branches of the species, let's not allow it to come to that. I have done my best to convince our benefactors that you are the finest the species has to offer. So far, they have accepted my argument, but without concrete evidence to back it up. My words sound increasingly hollow even to me. The burden of proof is on you, as is the consequence of failure. I'll just leave it at that.
Once new, owned and shattered now. cold as a dark. Now my words are frosted with every breath. Still the heat burns wild, growing inside this heart. When the wind changes course, when the stars align, I will reach out to you and leave this all behind. When heavens divide. Choices within my hands. How can we ever protect and fight with our tiny souls? Let me shine like the sun through the doubts and fear. Do you feel the storm approach as the end draws near? When heavens divide, they lay me down, then I can see a face that I long to see. And for you, only you, I would give anything, leaving a trace for love to find a way. When heaven's divine. Stop!